It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And those listening on the web, sorry you're not here. Weather is just fantastic. Unbelievable. Lucky we live Hawaii. Anyway, the topic I wanted to talk about today is gasoline. Gas prices going up 5-10 cents at a time. In the morning, in the morning it might be 4.20, in the afternoon 4.30. Never know. Prices are predicted to go to $5 a gallon by Memorial Day. So, when you pump gas, folks, this is crucial, and it does add up. I know you're in a rush, but if you're in a rush, you're going to lose money. I recommend pumping your gas, putting gas into your car early in the morning. Okay? And you pump slowly, because the vapors coming out will trip the pump and give you less gas, charge you more. Okay, who we have?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, aloha, George.
Same
mahalo.
Too.
Yes, mahalo for your great seminar last week after your show. I went down there and got to meet you and your friends that are helping you promote ethanol. Mm-hmm. And I loved all your demonstrations about how it's not the ethanol in the gas that's corrosive. It's something other additive in the gas. You showed how the styrofoam cup dissolved in the gas, but no fiberglass dissolves in the ethanol, the pure ethanol. And thank you so much for allowing me to have 2 gallons. And boy, it really does, just like the other two ladies who say that, oh, so much power in their car.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty more horsepower. Can really feel it.
You love it.
Love it. Yep, it works. And as a small businessman, I believe in alternatives. Give us choices, and then there's competition.
That's right.
We all benefit.
So and, true.
Yep, and I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing and that there is some support there. I know we need more, but I'm enthusiastic about it. I can tell the listeners out there it really works. Ethanol in my tank, you might. My Toyota pickup, it did actually increase my horsepower. It runs beautiful. And I want alternatives to those $4.50 a gallon gas.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I pay the same amount, I want 2 suppliers, more than 2 suppliers. I want to have a free market.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They have the control on Hawaii too long.
That's exactly right. And we do have the land for growing the sugar cane. And that would create jobs, create an industry.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, less dependence on foreign sources of energy.
You tell Abercrombie that.
Yeah, well, I was hoping Abercrombie would give you a call back by now.
No.
Oh, shucks. And the people there at your seminar were, you know, small group, but enthusiastic, asked you a lot of tough questions. You answered the questions very well to everybody's satisfaction that I could see. Nobody said, well, I don't agree with your answer. So I was impressed, and it's exciting. I hope, you know.
We're going to have a few more.
Oh, good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Probably same place, same time, right after the show.
We're thinking about maybe during the week, about 5:30.
Oh, yeah, in the evening when people are off work?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In town somewhere, so
yeah.
They can just go from work?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I support that all the way, George.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. And great show, and great what you're doing for the people of Hawaii. I believe you have the heart for Hawaii, and you're trying to do good, and I hope more people realize that.
Me too.
Yep. Mahalo. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Whether you have a comment, whatever, question, anything. Okay, who's next?
We have George of the Jungle.
Hey, George.
Hey.
What's
we're,
up?
We're here to schedule. We're, membership is coming in for the Nifty's 50, 60s, oldies bash on October 14th, 2011 at the Pacific Beach Grand Ballroom. We're running ahead of schedule now as far as people signing up.
You know why?
Yeah.
They got turned away last year. You snooze, you lose, you know?
Yep. And, you know, things are, we're going to have a great decorations. You got to see the table decorations. They're going to be fantastic this year.
You know something, George?
Yep.
I like the food best.
Yep. Especially the miso yaki butterfish.
Oh, the food. Can't touch it.
Yep. And parking is going to be taken care of. Last year we ran out of parking, and there was a little miscommunication, but that has been solved this year. So,
okay.
People who come a little bit late.
We need a bigger ballroom.
I know. We could use the Aloha Stadium, but you know, inclement weather. You know, during October.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with the drunk drivers?
Well, you know, we can keep them there overnight. they can sleep on a field.
Yeah.
You know, we can sleep on a field, and then the next morning they need to get up a little bit early because Saturday morning there's always the flea market, so we have to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Oh, the Pacific Beach Hotel is great.
Yep.
It's great. I mean, those that missed it, they missed a lifetime.
Yeah, and they can go to our website at niftiesoldiesbash.net. You know, they can pick up a form there. And fill it out and send it in. And, you know, it's going to be fantastic. As we work towards there, we're getting more people energized. And we'd like to see all those people from the 50s and 60s come out and enjoy themselves and take them back to the, as we say, the Hanabara days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have them enjoy themselves and just have a nice night meeting friends from old, from elementary school, you know, middle school, or as we call it, intermediate in those days, and the different high schools right there. Mm-hmm. But George, you and I, Earl Safari Char, and our friend from Maui there, Damien Farias, I hope he's listening in today. Hi, Damien.
He always listens. My prediction.
Yeah.
It's going to be sold out in July.
Oh, then you guys need to put in you guys' applications as quickly as possible.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
It's going to be sold out in July.
Well, you take care, George, and have a great day.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, folks, you heard that. The Nifty's and 50's Oldies Bash 2011 on October 14th, Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. And yet, let me tell you, that 5 to midnight goes in 1 hour. It's a very popular event. You got to register early. And don't tell me I didn't tell you. When they turn you away, it's all fooled up. So register early. Get on the computer. Go to niftiesoldiesbash.net. Or you can call 239-5360. Okay? 239-5360. Okay. Give us a call if you got a question, something to say, event coming up. The phone number is 808-296-5467. Okay? So, pumping gas, you pump slow, you pump it in the morning because gas is very sensitive to temperature. And when the ground gets hot, and the tanks under the ground get warm, the gas expands. So you're getting the right amount of liquid into the tank, but once it cools off, it's going to contract and you're going to have less gas. But you paid for that, and because the price is so high, you got to try to utilize the cold air and pump it in the morning. But if you don't care, then, well, either case, pump slowly. Don't be in a rush. Okay? Check your suspensions, your joints, ball joints, tie rods ends, because of potholes and the rough roads we have here in Hawaii, it's damaging ball joints. Have it checked. It's for your safety and mine, because I don't want you rolling over onto me. Okay? Have it checked out. And if you notice, all of our new cars today do not come with grease fittings. So we can't grease the ball joints and stuff to make it last longer. Why doesn't it have grease fitting? It's because they don't want you to keep your car long. Okay? Now, this is a subject that I'm going to touch on a little bit this week. And next week, we'll cover it more in depth. If the Lemon Law, it's a, if you have a new car that is still under warranty and you're having problems with the dealer not being able to fix the problem that you have, three times, they have three chances to do it right. If they can't do it in three chances, then it becomes a Lemon Law and the dealer is going to have to take the car back. Okay? So, next week, we'll cover that in depth. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, or maybe we should bring it up after the break, because we don't want to upset Rolling Bob. Okay? Anyway, try to pump it in the morning and pump slow. Pump the gas slow. And I recommend using Premium Shell or Tesoro. Those are the two brands I would recommend. Yes, the price is a little higher than the regular, but do the math, do the experiment. Try it. Try two tankfuls and see if you get better mileage. You should. Majority of you will get better mileage with the higher gas. And the higher mileage will add up to about 2 to 3 gallons more gas per tankful. Okay, go try it out and see how much you save. If you don't save and the car doesn't gain mileage or, you know, anything like that, then fine, just go with the cheaper. Okay, the good gas will not fix a bad engine. Okay, so anyway, when you use a credit card at the gas pump, and when you're done and you got your receipt, push the clear button. There's a button called with clear on it, written on it. Push it to clear it so nobody else can get your info. Okay? Anyway. Texting on the phone. It's very, very popular. It throws me way off. If you have a cell phone, use a cell phone like a phone. Why are you texting? It don't make sense. Okay, but I guess that's people. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. We got to go to a break, and hang on, and we'll be right back. She's real fine, my phone, my phone.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob's doing great. How you doing, George?
Oh, not too bad.
So glad to be hanging out with you today. Hey, I saw the most amazing thing last week. I mean, the other day. You know those street sweepers they have?
Mm-hmm.
I could not believe it. They got three street sweepers, which I can barely say, so don't try to say it fast, going down the highway, like five police cars. Anyway, it's about 15, 20 vehicles burning up gas, and all they're doing is creating a cloud of dust. And after the cleaners have gone by, I look at the street, it's dirtier than when they got there. So I have no idea. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me that when they do get it to the landfill or something, they empty out maybe a bunch of stuff. But every time I see it, so, hey, if they're looking for ways to save money, that's one way to do it right there. Because I remember in the old days, they used to just wash the road. You know, they had those trucks mm-hmm. with the water. Mm-hmm. Now that cleaned the road. But anyway, on that note, and did you say that I'm hosting next week?
No.
Oh, see, look, I'm all excited.
Yeah,
well, ready.
That deal there, that dog show at the Aloha Stadium, I was told there's no insurance. So my attorney advised me not to get involved because if somebody gets bitten and there's a lawsuit, I'm involved.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, darn it, I thought I was going to have a Rolling Bob hour there. But, hey, that's okay. I'd rather listen. So anyway, on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Now we can talk about the rail because he's gone. And we can talk about how they're still trying to spend money on the rail. Times like this, folks, we got to pinch the money and hold back. And I don't know how you feel about this, but all you homeowners, we all put in money into the hurricane fund. This is not a tax thing. It's a personal thing with the homeowners only. Who gave them the right to use our hurricane fund, our insurance, for something else? This is wrong. I don't know about you guys, but I feel offended. And we weren't asked. We didn't take a vote. They just used it. What's up with that? That's wrong. Anyway, that's one. The other one that I wanted to talk about before one that gets going with some calls is, do you know that the suicide rates is going up? Every time the economy goes down, people commit suicide. Now, that is dumb. There's people suffering from cancer. They're crippled, they're blind, they're deaf, they're trying to live. And these normal people that can't take it commit suicide. Now you tell me if I'm wrong that this is dumb. That's dumb. Be thankful you're alive. That's the main thing. And you're not suffering, crippled, or got cancer or something like that. Anyway, I don't know. That's the way I look at it. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Rob from Einaheina.
Hey, Rob.
George, good news.
What's up?
Former Governor Cayetano, with a panel, is suing the city and county of Honolulu over the transportation, the rail rapid transit system. And are you aware of that, George,
mm-hmm.
at all?
Yeah, I got that news. But, you know, I always think, now, Cayetano, why would he get involved?
Well, I think because it's his last hurrah, George. I really do.
Hmm. Maybe he's thinking of running for Akaka's office?
No, but I had someone that was really, really cool that called you earlier that thought that he might be going for a Supreme Court justice, you know, in our state, and I poo-poo that. Because I think that he's comfortable, he's successful, and I really do feel, George, that this is just something that he wants to do, you know, for the people of Hawaii, and to be nonpartisan, and it's a project that he thinks is stink pilau.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I appreciate the forces that he's been able to gather up, and I wish him all the best, and for all the rest of us. The reason, George, that I love the best is because the city did not do any of the alternatives.
Oh, no. Somebody is getting pocket change.
Oh, yeah, that's the obvious. Mm-hmm. And in discovery, that's all going to come out. I mean, I think it's a huge scandal.
Yep.
Starting with Harris and then completely across Hanneman's whole regime that will come out in discovery as the lawsuit progresses. Mm-hmm. It should be fascinating for everybody to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't care how they do it, just stop the rail.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, George.
Aloha. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You have a question or a comment, whatever. Don't wait till the last 2 minutes and then try to call, because I'm out of here. Okay? Okay. So, anyway. As I said, next week I'm going to cover more in detail on what is a lemon law. A lot of you are getting into that loophole and not being able to get out of it on the new cars and being stuck with it. Okay? So, we'll talk about that next week in detail. Okay? So, anyway, when you sell a car, make sure you get the info of that buyer who's buying your car on a slip of paper on the top of the ownership paper. They used to be called pink slip, but it's blue. So it's a blue slip. On the top of the blue slip, there is a small section, about 2 inches, that you are required to record the new buyer's name, address, and all of that good stuff. Old days, we never had that, and people would buy a used car and drive off and not re-register the car and create lots of parking tickets and all kind of citations and not pay it, and the original owner that sold the car was stuck with all that. Well, you need to fill that in, okay? You, the seller, need to fill it in, not the buyer. So you have the information from that new buyer, okay? Because lots and lots of people do not go and re-register the car into their names. It's still in the old owner's name, okay? So be very careful of that. Okay, here are some ways, again, to save gas And it's up to you if you want to save gas. It's your money, and your car, your gas. Okay? Tire pressure is one. Every 5 pounds of tire pressure you underinflate it, you lose about 2 miles to the gallon. Air filter, the K&N air filter, will give you 2 to 3 miles more per gallon. Also, AMSOIL makes an air filter for that too. That gives you more gas mileage per gallon. Changing to AMSOIL motor oil and trans oil also gives you better gas mileage. Ethanol and mothballs will also give you more mileage. So those are some of the stuff that you need to look at to save money on gas. And let me tell you, folks, it's going to hit $5 come Memorial Day this year. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I just wanted to add to what you were saying about the transfer of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that they take that thing and go down to your satellite city hall and turn it in there and have it time-stamped. Because if you mail it in, I mean, you know, they can say it got lost in the mail or whatever.
That's right.
So if you take it to Satellite City Hall, they'll timestamp it and they'll make a copy for you, and it's embossed with the timestamp, and then that's proof that you did transfer the ownership, and you know, you won't get any problems in case something happens.
Mm-hmm.
They're towing the car home and it gets loose and it smashes into somebody or something like that. You can never tell what happens.
Right.
You know? And you protect yourself. So that's what I had to add.
Mm-hmm.
And then also wanted to ask if you are you still continuing the trivia from last week?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll call back for that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well, Wanda, you want to mention the trivia?
Okay. What were the three drive-ins between Kanuki and Kapahulu?
The three drive-ins. That's eating drive-ins, right?
Right.
Yeah. Not drive-in
not,
movies.
Not movies, drive-in.
Okay. The trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has AMSOIL, and he also has the Degreaser 2000, that fantastic cleaner that can clean oil and grease and stuff off your floor in the garage, off your clothes, and used for cleaning your upholstery, your carpet, underneath of your car, your engine compartment, you name it. I mean, it's endless. The Degreaser 2000, Crestec Cleaning Center, fantastic place. You ladies, if you don't want to work too hard cleaning the house, go check it out. He's got some real fabulous stuff to help you clean the house. Okay? Okay. So, anyway. If you get into an accident, like my son Brad was saying, they're not going to ask, were you wearing a seat belt? You're concerned about if that person has insurance on his car. So why isn't it a big issue to push for car insurance? How many people are insured out there? I can tell you, over 400,000 not insured. Spooky. Long time ago, on Kapilani Boulevard, this is back in the 80s, a family was crossing the street right close to that tower by Ala Moana Shopping Center, and all the lanes were stopped. But the far lane close to the sidewalk didn't see them crossing. He came flying down the road, and the father saw it from the corner of his eye. He pushed his family out of the way and got hit and got killed. Well, that person did not have any car insurance. And he had nothing of value. So that family suffered. See? So, very important. And people have that thinking. I have nothing to lose, so why should I buy insurance? Mean, yeah? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Can I make a comment?
Sure. What is it?
Oh, yeah. My name is Jeff. John, rather. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it, sir? I was going to comment about that, like you were saying about pedestrians getting hit by people.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of these guys who are getting hit by cars are what you described. Because I almost hit somebody the other day.
They just walk right out.
Yeah. And, man, I tell you, everybody stops, right? But I was the last car in the lane, and I swear to God, it happened so fast. Everybody just went stop real fast. And I just was able to avoid this thing by braking and screeching around and, you know, sliding around before.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people think, yeah, and then I bet you if you go investigate all the guys that got killed recently or in the last few years because of crossing in the crosswalk, I'm almost sure they didn't have a light and they were just walking like they don't have any idea that another car will be coming. And
mm-hmm. That's right. Because they think they're right.
That's crazy, you know, and they go do that in the dark, too.
Yeah.
And they wonder why they get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then they change all the laws because of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, that happened to me and scared the heck out of me. I mean, the lady just kept walking across the road and just everybody stopping for her. She thought she was invincible.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wasn't looking,
she's dead.
She got killed.
Yep.
And I guess they get death wish there, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man, thanks.
Okay. Well, that's my thinking. You know, they should make it where it's a two-way street. The pedestrians got to watch out. Okay. So.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expect at least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Dino from Liliha.
Hi, Dino.
Hi, George. I want a question and try to trivia. When do you change oxygen sensor? How do you know when it's time to change?
Oxygen sensor, you either have a check engine light come on. If that don't come on, you're going to find your gas mileage drop. And if that doesn't happen, then you don't change it.
Oh, how about mileage? Mileage don't mean nothing.
You know? No.
I got 100,000 miles and hasn't been changed.
Is the gas mileage good?
I have no idea. Well, I believe so. I believe it's okay.
If it's good, don't change it because it's super expensive.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That settles that, huh?
I don't want to spend money if I don't have to.
Yeah.
Trivia question. Three drive-ins. Alex drive-in, B's drive-in, and Minor Bird drive-in.
Minor Bird?
Yes, it does those.
Oh, I never even heard of that. You heard of that, George?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But try again and call us back and try again.
Okay. That's
thank
fine.
You.
Okay. The three drive-ins between where?
Kaimuki and Kapahulu.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then anyway, trivia prizes is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Really good prizes. Trust me. You can't miss. And Crestec has really, really good stuff for cleaning and stuff like that. And also, he has Amsoil. Okay? Okay, I'm going to go and remind you again. The Nifty's 50s and 60s Oldies Bash for 2011, this year, will be October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to 12 o'clock midnight. Okay, it is a very, very, very great function. You cannot miss it. Okay, it's a very popular event. Register early. Reserve tables available. So if you have a group and you all want to sit together, you can reserve a table. Okay, so call 239-5360 or get on the computer and go niftyoldiesbash.net and you'll see the registration form. But my recommendation is register early because it's limited. Okay? And if you snooze and lose, too bad. We can tell you about how good the food was. Okay? It's really fun. Seeing all your old friends and stuff like that from all over. It's people who grad in the 50s and the 60s. And the music is being played by Tom Moffat. And it's all vinyl records from the 50s and 60s. Fantastic music. Okay? Them were the days, if you remember. But if you're too young, well, too bad. Anyway. You should change your wiper blades every 6 months and not push it longer. The wiper blades, when they get old, the rubbers get hard and they scratch the windshield and create all kind of hazard for you when it rains. So keep the wiper blades fresh every 6 months is the recommended interval. Okay? Now, buying used cars is not a time to buy a used car today. Chances of you getting a good used car is real slim. Because who would sell a good car? Nobody, right? Would you sell a good car that's not giving you problems? I don't think so. Car that gives you a lot of headaches, a lot of expenses to maintain and all that, you will sell it and pass it on to somebody else. But when you sell it, do you tell them that, oh, this car always breaking down and I'm spending too much money for it? No. Then nobody's going to buy it. Right? So anyway. Insurance prices, folks. So many of you local people are so loyal to your insurance company. Your insurance company is not loyal to you. They can drop you in a heartbeat. So shop around. Get quotes. Get a quote from one and call another one. Ask them what kind of price they can give you. They're going to ask you for the other previous quote. And, hey, play them against each other so you can get a better deal. Then once that runs out, shop again. Don't stay loyal to an insurance company. Okay? And when you get an accident, whether it's the other guy's fault or your fault, go with what you want. I recommend Autotech. They do the best work. If you're particular, like me, go to the best. And the best is Autotech. You will not be sorry. Okay? So, I know the insurance company is going to say, no, you got to go here. No, there's no such thing as you got to go to theirs. They want you to go to theirs because they get a kickback. Forget it. Take it to the best. So you don't feel sorry. Okay? Remember, take it to only the best. Now, electronic rust proofer is what I recommend. And it's only mostly for new cars. Because once you have rust, that obviously the rust proofer is not going to take it away. So if you're looking for a fantastic rust proofer, we have it. You can call my son Todd at 847-5554 or Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And Harvey's number, it's 245-6523. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have on the phone?
We have Earl from Wahewa.
Hi, Earl. Earl?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, can I guess on that... trivia question?
Sure.
Okay, could it be Alex, WNN, and Rainbow?
Is that right?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
You mentioned only three drive-ins, so there's obviously more than three drive-ins from Kaimuki to Kapahulu.
Okay. The question is, what were the three drive-ins between Kaimuki and Kapahulu?
When? You said were. When?
I don't know. I don't even know these drive-ins.
I know, because you're still in your three-corner pants. Anyway, I know people are going to call later and say, what is a three-corner pants? We'll align that it's only required if your car pulls to the left or the right. Okay, if you're going down a relatively flat road surface and you let go of the wheel and the car stays on that line for two telephone pole lengths, you don't need wheel alignment. Okay? A lot of people are wasting money getting wheel alignment when they don't need it. So, if it doesn't pull, don't align it. If the wheel shakes when you hit a certain speed, like 35, 45, or whatever, that's wheel balance. That is not wheel alignment. Okay? So, be careful on that. Because if you ask for wheel alignment, they're going to sell you wheel alignment. They want to make money, folks. Remember that. And that's fine. But why do alignment when you don't need it? That's wasting money. Okay? Let's try to stretch it. I know maybe you want to stimulate the economy by spending more and getting nothing, but no, that's not stimulating the economy. Okay? Okay. Who's on the phone?
We have Damien Farias.
Oh, dinosaur.
Hey, George.
Yes.
So I just called to give, I read some people asking about the previous thing, so I gave her some ideas, like you asked when. That was between the early 50s and the 70s. And some of the ones that have been mentioned opened up as a result of them closing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a big hint.
Yep. You mean from the 40s, eh?
Well, it might be late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just like Alcalcon is not there anymore, KDI isn't there anymore. KC had moved.
Yeah.
And there was the Kalakaua Drive-In. There was a lot of them around in those areas. But they're all gone, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are not drive-ins anymore, but one of them is a restaurant.
Mm.
Oh, that was a hint, yeah.
You see?
Too many hints, too many hints.
That's why we call you Dinosaur. Oh, by the way, Damien.
Yes.
Your customer that bought a Toyota Corolla, what is her name? Platt.
Oh, yeah, she sent us a very nice letter.
Extremely happy with your service. Yeah. Extremely. She never had that kind of experience before.
Yeah, no, she sent us a really, really nice letter. I was happy to get that and share it with the people.
Yeah, yeah, she was so happy. And it's nice to hear that, you know.
Oh,
because
yeah,
very seldom you hear that from really happy customers.
Sure.
But she was happy with your service.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Aloha.
All right, bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, George. Hey, last Saturday on your McKinley, I was there. Thanks for a good seminar. You mentioned about the Malian, the E85 Flex, which is actually, you tested 60% ethanol. So my question is, if the guy put in E85 into his regular car, he would have 60% ethanol. Wouldn't his mileage just zoom up much more?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because the octane on that E85 is only 88.
Oh, overall you're talking about?
No. The octane reading on that ethanol, E85 on the mainland, is actually coming in at only 88 octane. It's not 120.
Okay.
The octane that people have been trying that I bring in is 120.
Correct, yes.
See, and that's why ethanol has a black eye. Because people who buy this ethanol and put it into the car say, hey, it's worse than gasoline.
That's the
reason why it's worse than gasoline. And if you look at all these wordings that the politicians put up, it's not 15% gasoline and 85% ethanol. They changed the gasoline to petroleum.
Correct, yeah.
And petroleum can be waste oil.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to try the trivia.
Okay.
Alex drive in, Donald Duck drive in, and Kyle drive in. Call back.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Sai from Honolulu.
Hi.
Call back. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you weren't I want a guest.
Okay.
Alex drive-in, Bees drive-in, and KC drive-in.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. I thought it was going to be easy.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my
4-9-4-0-9. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4444. 5347. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. There's so many drive-ins. The more I think about it, the more I can remember. But what is the, I mean, you got to say between what street and what street.
She's not giving that clue.
Okay, because, okay, the more I remember there was Sherry's Drive-In at Market City, but it was called something else before that.
That's and the one you need.
Donald Duck Drive-In, which later became Bee's Drive-In, and Alex's Drive-In, and also there's this other one. It was a drive-in, but it was called the Dog House on Kapahulu.
Well, is that correct?
Well, he gave me four, so he has to pick three.
Oh,
three, but I have one. I got to throw out one. Let's see.
Hard choice.
Let's throw out the, I guess, bees.
Okay, call us back and try again.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And don't wait for the last minute, because clock is ticking already. We're getting ready to leave. So, if you got a question, a comment, or want to try the trivia, call now. Okay, and if it's busy, put it on redial. Okay, 808-296-5467. Okay, so, anyway, the Nifty's 50s. The Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash. This year will be at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom, October 14th. That's a Friday night, 5 to midnight. Very popular event, I'm telling you. I've been to two of them already, and it's really awesome. The food is just out of this world. For that price, folks, you can't beat it. Mario just set himself there and ate the food. He just stuffed himself. I never got to the dessert line. I was over full. So, anyway, let's get to long calls.
Okay, we have Gary from Pearl City.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. George, yes. I'd like to answer a trivia question.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, I'll try this one now. Not one hasn't been called yet, that's why. I would say Alex Drive-In, Bees, and Chunky.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Edward from Pearl City.
Hey, Edward.
Let's try the trivia.
Okay.
Capital Drive-In, Donald Duck Drive-In, and Alex Drive-In.
Yay! He's the winner.
I got it, huh?
You got him.
Got him.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Alex Drive-In, Capital Drive-In, and Donald Duck.
Fantastic. Okay. Get give your information to Wanda.
Okay.
Who's next on the phone?
We got Linda from... Oh, I guess she hung up. But she was just going to try the trivia.
Oh, okay. Okay, so anyway. Back to that oldies bash. It's really, very, really good. Go to niftyoldiesbash.net and you'll see the registration form. Or call 239-5360. Register early, I'm telling you. It's selling out like crazy. So don't miss it. It's really, really good show. Good bash. Lots of old music. Tom Moffat be there. Good food. Old friends that you never saw for 100 years. And people coming in from all over the world. From Japan, Europe, America, all over. Okay? Real interesting. Really, really interesting. Okay. Who's on the line?
We have John from Honolulu.
Hi, John.
Hey, George. Thank you for taking my call. George, I've got a 1994 Jeep Cherokee with a four-cylinder 2.5 motor in it, and it's a five-speed. I noticed when I'm at, like, accelerating up to 25 miles an hour and up to 55 miles an hour, the car, just like it misses a little bit or something.
Mm-hmm.
I recently had a shift sensor changed, and that's when it seemed to have started. Could that be related, or is it something else?
Could be.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was pretty difficult to install that thing. I know they charged me a good bit. Is it not put in correctly, or...?
Well, it could be, again, made in China.
I see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What kind of gas are you using?
Sorry, I'm not following all your recommendations.
I mean, it's your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gas has a lot to do with a lot of the problems people have today.
Oh, I see. Okay, even at this specific point, 25 miles an hour, and again, up at 55.
Yeah, that's the part you just replaced.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You should have a warranty on that.
Okay. All right, thank you, George. Appreciate your help.
All right.
All right, bye.
Aloha. Okay. Wow. Hope everybody registers early for that Nifty 50s bash. It was fantastic, and I don't want to see people disappointed they couldn't get in. Well, that's the cue. Chaz is telling us, get out of here. Anyway, I'd like to thank all you callers that called in, made it a fun show, as usual. And folks, please try to help each other. We can make it through anything. We can make through anything that's out there, as long as we all help each other. And don't forget Japan. If you can, please try to send something for them, because everything affects our economy, including Japan. They're not coming to visit us, our economy falls even more. So it all works together, folks. The right hand washes the left hand. And that's how life goes. So take care of each other, drive carefully, and see you all next week. Aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.